So, two questions, Ben. Do you delete all the porn regularly, is what you mean?
Who
And
downloads porn?
I mean, yeah, okay. As I said it, I kind of realised how
I
stupid it sounded. Unless, look.
do clear my temporary files very
I
often because there's a lot
mean,
of them.
we don't know, Katie. Ben might be into some specialist kind of stuff that, you know, you might have to torrent.
I still torrent all of my porn.
There we go.
We've got to delete the bash cache, though.
It's difficult to find the 90s German gangbang porn.
The Scheisse porn.
The Scheisse.
Hello, I'm Ben. Joining me today is Katie and Aaron. On this, our quarter life quandary.
You missed a few episodes there, buddy.
You missed, like, the middle part. We'll be chatting about life, relationships, events, experiences, and anything in between. With Aaron, our resident retard.
Hi, I'm Aaron. Joined with me today with Ben and Katie.
You fucked it up again.
Our quarter life quandary.
You fucked
it
up.
Okay, yeah, I forgot the rest of it where we talk about life, work, relationships, and everything in between.
That's literally it!
Oh, is that it?
This is painful.
It was a funny. Fuck you! You haven't ever done the intro.
There's a fucking damn good reason for that.
Go on, do the intro.
Hello and welcome to Quarter Life Quandary, where we'll be chatting about all topics on life, friends, family, relationships and current events with Ben and Aaron.
You fucking added some shit in there, I'm sure you did.
What you got to say now, Aaron?
So, Aaron, why don't you kick us off with your topic?
Kick us off with a topic? Look, yeah. Look. Stop personally attacking me.
I'm gonna lay it out real smooth for you right now, Aaron. You do the least in this fucking podcast.
And I don't do much. Well, to be fair, I edited a few, but yeah, you do the least.
Whoa.
We ask you the bare minimum to show up and find one funny bit.
I am the funny guy. I'm the funny guy.
A funny bit.
Funny 90, bit.
90% of your contribution is going, whoa.
Which I edit out.
Aww.
Nobody wants to hear you go,
I could have merchandise. You could put my slogans on a t-shirt. We can take that to the bank.
How about you do the merchandise then?
Okay.
You know that's never going to happen.
I know, that's why I said he could do it.
Yes.
I just ask that you show up.
Hey. Oh. Hey. Look, I had an evening nap, okay?
You're basically a breathing soundboard, that's it, at this point. Sentient soundboard.
Whoa.
Say.
I'd already established that Ben was jealous of my evening nap, okay?
And no one was jealous. You're an adult.
There's nothing wrong with you having a nap in your own time.
But on my time, it's unacceptable.
You're on company time now, boy.
Oh.
Fuck, stop making noises.
What noises? I was gulping.
Oh, I don't know if it's worse.
So come on, tell us what you've been doing, Aaron.
What have I been doing? What have I been doing?
Except your missus.
Whoa. Oh no, I am a soundboard. No.
What have you been up to?
Not a lot.
Well, aren't you a boring cunt? What have you been up to?
My life is just, so far it just seems to be a beginning and a middle at the moment. I haven't really reached the end. And
well, at the end you die.
That's probably a good thing.
I don't know. I need something.
Unalive me, Daddy.
Fuck me up.
What are you up to, Ben?
So I had a tattoo on Friday, and then I went to the pub Saturday, and Sunday I chilled out with my children and had a little party.
Oh, birthday related shenanigans.
Yes.
Yes. I also went to the pub on Saturday for your birthday.
Yes, I know.
As you're well aware.
I was fully aware. I was sat next to you.
Yep. Yep. About all I did, picked up a piece of shit PC that's going to ruin my life.
It's really annoying how old tech just doesn't want to work.
It's not even old. It's pretty decent. Like, the processor's a bit old. It's an i3, and it's a good i3, but it just doesn't seem to want to be compatible with Windows 10 without losing audio. And I don't understand drivers enough to just get one.
It's the same problem I've had with this laptop. This is the same laptop that I've repeatedly moaned at, that I'm saying I'm going to get a new one every year for the last 6 years. And it's still here and it's still doing its thing.
I'm surprised it still turns on.
It's only because I clear it out a lot and I make sure it's updated a lot.
Yeah, I do the same with my laptop. I don't know why I have a PC.
So, two questions. Ben, do you delete all the porn regularly, is what you mean?
Who downloads porn?
I mean, yeah, okay. As I said it, I kind of realised how it sounded.
I do clear my temporary files very often. There's a lot of them.
We don't know, Katie. Ben might be into some specialist kind of stuff that, you know...
I still torrent all of my porn.
There we go.
You've got to delete the bash cache, though.
It's difficult to find the 90s German gangbang porn.
The Scheiser porn.
The Scheiser.
I don't feel comfortable.
Isn't the Scheiser? Okie dokie. Awkward silence. I mean, the other thing, I've got two laptops. One is my really, really old laptop.
And yet you podcast on your phone.
And yet I podcast on my phone. Because I don't actually use... The last time I turned my laptop on was probably about 3 years ago, because I had a real sudden urge to try and play Age of Empires. And I struggled for about 2.5-3 hours to try and get Age of Empires to work on my laptop. And then I think I played it for about maybe 2 hours. And that was the last time I used the laptop.
Why do you have two? Why do you own two?
Because
I've got three.
I feel less weird about my laptop and desktop.
I've got three because I've got one I use all the time, and then I've got one that I was trying to save it, but it is beyond saving now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like Windows 7, and you can't even get Windows 10 to even attempt to install on it. And then I have got another one that I'm also going to attempt to rescue from the clutches of Windows 7, but it's not looking likely either, so I've just got two paperweights in the garage.
Recommended I install Windows 7 on this.
No, I'm not recommending you install Windows 7 on that at all.
I thought Windows 7 was the good Windows.
Windows 10 is pretty good if it is on a device that it's supposed to be on. This, however, is not. This is just a mask.
Just a mask.
On an old piece of shit.
But as I was saying, my laptop's an old piece of shit. It came with Windows 7 on it. And it works fine. It's just you've obviously got some issues where we know 10 came out like 3 years ago now.
Probably more than that.
Probably more.
I'd say easily more than that.
I think we should also like address the issue of this would lead on to a fairly good topic of why Microsoft doesn't know how to count.
Fun fact, guys, just Windows 10 was released in 2015, so it's been 6 years.
Wait, what? Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's true, then this laptop is probably closer to 8 years old.
Jesus.
But that's what happens when you buy a top-spec laptop 8 years ago. It still runs now.
What were your top Windows, Ben? I've got two which peaked for me.
Windows. Because XP was alright.
Yeah. XP is one of my choices. XP Vista was banging.
Vista was the bad one.
No, yeah,
Vista was bad. Windows. What was there was another one. There was Was it Windows 98 Pro?
I think there was Windows 95. No, sorry, there was Windows. Windows 95.
Yeah.
Windows 98. I mean, I think you were right. There was Windows Professional Edition.
Yeah, and it was Windows NT, which was like the network division.
Yeah.
It was Windows ME.
Millennium Edition. Yeah.
Windows XP. Windows Vista. Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 10.
Yeah, they can't count.
It's the same with iPhones, though.
Yeah.
And Galaxies at the minute as well, to be fair.
Yeah, they just. This is what I'm saying. All the companies are jumping around with numbers, and it's just like, what the fuck?
It's the same with anything, though. It's the same with laptops as well, because they don't go up in, like, 1, 2, 3. They go up in 1,000... 2000, and then they start coming out with model numbers, and then they switch back to the names and then model numbers again.
This is the one thing I used to be into building computers like years ago, but you ask me now what a decent motherboard and graphics card, and I'm just like,
That's the beauty of the internet now. You can just go online, check reviews.
It just seems like so much hassle. I remember the pain of going. I remember when I was a kid, got our like first computer, and I think we got like the original Tomb Raider or Tomb Raider 2 on it. I think it came free with like the graphics card or something like that, because it was, you know, it was designed to work with this specific graphics card, and we're like, yeah, cool, awesome. Like, popped in the graphics card, booted up Tomb Raider 2. We're like, yeah, awesome. We get to play Tomb Raider 2 that I've already played on my PlayStation, but yeah, get to play it on the PC. And there was no sound, because then found out that my sound card wasn't compatible with goddamn Tomb Raider 2, so I had to go buy another fucking sound card. And that was bullshit. Absolute bullshit, guys. Absolute bullshit.
It is such a pump and dump life we're in now.
Oh yeah, sure.
I do not feel comfortable with using the word pump and dump in computing, but there we go.
Why?
Because it just goes on to... then again, I suppose it does... is good to use it with those kind of terms, because most of the time you use computers to just have a wank.
I wouldn't use computers for that anymore.
Fair.
You wouldn't want to be building a computer right now anyway, because no one can get hold of GPUs.
No, it's so expensive as well, if you do find anything.
All the crypto miners have been buying up all the GPUs for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
God damn those crypto miners.
So did either of you take my recommendation and get into crypto?
No, I didn't. No. I want to. I was just about to start talking about that as well. I want to, but I'm too much of a...
By the sounds of it, Elon Musk in one fell swoop managed to fuck Dogecoin.
Is it with Elon Gate?
Huh?
Is it with Elon Gate?
No, that's his crypto that someone made after his Twitter outburst.
Yeah. No, it was off of
if I ever have a PR nightmare, I want it to be called Elon Gate, which is the funniest thing he's ever said.
I mean, 100%. To be fair, Elon Musk is a funny kind of guy. Funny looking, funny sounding.
He's just the eccentric billionaire that everyone wants.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Why?
What?
I don't like Elon Musk.
Why?
Why? Oh, she's heard a comedy song.
That no. Song.
Yeah, you did. And that's the whole reason like you're basing
song?
Your hate.
Why did I like the song? Because I didn't like what Elon Musk decided to do.
Am I missing something that he's done wrong?
Go on, enlighten us.
It just feels like he chose money over the science and actually trying to fix the planet and shit, like he promised he was going to do.
Well, yeah, everyone sells out.
Hmm.
That's the problem with capitalism.
I feel like it takes a lot for a scientist to sell out.
I don't think it does.
They're normally the most, like, committed people that are, like, proud of their field.
I mean... You know, if you want to make a few omelets, you've got to break a few eggs.
But the thing is he has brought out a successful line of electric cars. Although I don't agree that electric cars solves the climate issue anyway. But...
They don't at all. Like, the whole, you know, the whole everything has to go at least hybrid by a certain year and then electric by another year. I can't remember the years off the top of my head.
It's like 2030,
2040. Yeah. I can only imagine rush hour traffic on the motorway. Like, what's the M25 going to look like when everyone's batteries die because they're stopping gridlock traffic?
I mean, well, this was... I was reading a really good topic about... I cannot remember where in the world. I want to say it was somewhere in, like, Switzerland or somewhere like that. They were talking about having smart motorways, weren't they, where you could charge batteries via the road.
Yeah.
So.
But having worked in the EV market, that's not, that technology is just not a thing right now. At least not globally marketable.
No.
And there will be a case of, like, you can only get a certain amount of miles on a certain amount of charge. And I think gridlock traffic is going to fuck a lot of people up because obviously they've gone to work on whatever charge they've got. Like 90% of offices don't have electric car chargers in their car parks and probably can't have them because we had to go through a lot of hoops to get them in certain places. So they're going to have to go a whole day on one charge. And then on the way home in M25 traffic, they're just going to get stuck on the motorway and cause literally a fucking unmovable pileup of people. Yeah.
Well, that's why they've got, what, 20 years to
sort not 20 years, it's 10 years.
You know what year it is, Aaron?
10 years, 8 years, you're fine, it's good. Look, Elon's got a plan, just let him let him do his shit, okay?
The problem isn't the cars, although there is a big issue with lithium batteries and how to get lithium batteries, but that aside, the current electrical network cannot handle everyone having an electric car.
No. And, like, charging points are popping up everywhere, all the time, like... My one job when I was working in the electric vehicle trade was putting them out to tender, like winning tenders for charge points. They were going up daily, but it's still like you can't keep up with it by the deadline. I don't think it's going to be doable. Especially considering, like, what I find ironic is BP have bought out an electric vehicle company. And it just it feels like a little bit ironic that British Petroleum have gone electric cars. Yes, that's what we're about.
Well, you have to move with the times.
It just reads weird. Like,
what's their business plan going to be in the next 20 years if they don't?
Well, yeah, no, I know. It looks funny on paper.
It is funny when I drive home and see people parked up in motorway service stations sitting next to a car that can't go anywhere for the next half an hour.
I was going
to
say, even fast charges take half an hour.
Yeah. It's like I've watched a few videos online of people travelling across the USA in like Teslas, and they're like, oh yeah, it's only going to take me 2 days to get to here, and I'm going to have to stop 8 times. And I'm like, eh, that sounds fun.
It sounds exhausting.
It's just the way it's going to be.
I think hybrids are probably the best it's going to get in terms of avoiding shit like the pileups. Like, there needs to be some kind of fallback.
Well, the other side of it is, are people going to be going back to work?
Well, yeah, it's a good point. My place have decided that they're going to give people the option to work 2 days from home because they've learned it can be done.
Yeah.
I think the other thing with electric cars, which I think will definitely be more of an increase, is accidents from people not freaking hearing them.
Yeah. Lights help with that, right?
Not in the day, they don't.
What, hearing them?
No, like not being, like noticing them.
Yeah, I think that's why a lot of cars are now fitted with daytime running lights, aren't they? So you can tell that they're actually on and driving. But the amount of times, like, you know it as well, the amount of times like you'll just turn around and a Prius has just snuck up on you. Like, what the fuck?
They need to give them like comical running noises.
Just give him an engine noise. Yeah, screw it, why not?
Fucking hell.
For the really wide ones.
Well, they still haven't figured out how to do lorries yet, have they?
Don't. We had such a fucking shit show with that. We basically promised a company that we could make chargers for lorries, like a petrol station kind of thing, but just for charging lorries. The technology didn't exist. And we were like, yep, we can do it. Give us your money. And they were like, cool, we pick you. And we were like, fuck.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're gonna charge lorries that don't even exist.
Yeah. Stupid.
You should have just given them like a massive electric car charger that's not going to work with anyone.
Yeah.
Here you go. This is going to be great for the next 6 months. Well, no one uses it.
Ben, what is your topic?
My topic is the mandala effect.
Probably my favourite thing to talk about.
Ooh. Do you know what it is, Aaron?
Yeah, it's the group... Well, this is my definition before you go shitting on me for it being wrong, Katie. It's the group misconception of something that everybody is fairly in agreement has happened, but it turns out to not have happened.
Yeah.
Like... years ago, what, circa what, early 2000s or before that, like Nelson Mandela, we all thought that he'd died, but then he cropped back up again and yeah, no, he was still alive, he was still kicking, and we were like, oh, I thought he fucking died years ago.
Yeah, like...
which is obviously why the Mandela effect is named the Mandela effect. Like, what are the other big popular ones? Luke, I am your father. That's another misconception. There's no, I am your father.
Well, the origin, yeah, you're right, is him. Everyone like thought he died in prison during the 80s. But he died in 2013. Everyone's like, what the fuck? I thought he was already dead.
Not forgetting he actually served as president of South Africa for
during that
time.
It's like, it's not Looney Tunes. It's Looney Tunes.
Or my one that everyone seems to get is Fruit Loops.
Yeah. It's not the double O, or it is the double O.
It is double O. It's not fruit, it's foot.
Foot. Yeah. Oh, Sex and the City is one.
What was the Sex and City one?
Everyone calls it Sex in the City.
Sex and the City. Oh, fuck.
It's also Interview with the Vampire or a Vampire. I can't remember which one it is.
With a Vampire, I think it is.
But is it? I need to know.
See, I don't think those are Mandela effects. Those are just misconceptions.
No, that's what it is. It is a shared false memory.
Yeah. Also, it's Interview with the Vampire. So, like, Aaron was in the trap as well. There are so many. I love them so much. Like, one of my favorite ones is everyone for some reason distinctly remembers the portrait of King Henry VIII holding a big turkey leg, and he wasn't.
What?
You remember, like, the famous portrait of Henry VIII?
He's holding a staff, a jeweled staff.
I think he's just holding a big, like, turkey leg, like a cooked one.
I feel a lot of this has got to be down to cartoons that we've all maybe have seen in the past.
Well, yeah, like Pikachu's tail. Everyone remembers him having like a little black bit on the end of his tail, and he didn't.
I thought that was bunk, that it was in a comic or something, wasn't it?
He had a brown bit at the base of his tail, but he didn't have a black bit at the end of his tail.
Yeah, those were to do with the dodgy Chinese knockoffs of merchandise and stuff like that.
Merchandise as well. You know, there's like two very distinctive brands of band t-shirts. Like, there's Gildan and Fruit of the Loom. I always remember Fruit of the Loom having like the wicker basket, like the cornucopia behind the fruit, but it's not. It's just like a bunch of fruit.
No, I have seen that Fruit of the Loom one, and I'm pretty sure it did have a...
I don't think it did.
It doesn't, but I was adamant that it did.
I think one of the oldest ones has got to be the Mona Lisa smile.
Is she smiling? I thought she was just like smirking. It's not even a smirk.
No, it's just a deadpan face.
Ooh.
Goes into like thoughts of memory and how you can also persuade people to think different ways as well. Like you can, the suggestibility of people.
Have you seen Snow White? And Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah.
Queen, the evil queen, say to the mirror.
I want to say, I know this is wrong because I've distinctly remember reading this. It's mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
And which bit do you think is wrong?
Is it the fairest of them all?
No.
No? Is it a mirror mirror?
Yeah. It's magic mirror on the wall.
Ah.
Not mirror mirror. That's one that sticks with me. Oh, and also in Breaking Bad, Jesse never says science, bitch.
Does he not? Science?
No. He says, yeah, Mr. White, yeah, science.
There's got to be a meme that's caused that, surely.
Yeah. But then I don't think there's many Hannibal memes, and Hannibal never says hello, Clarice.
Does he not?
No.
Fuck's sake. And there definitely is Hannibal memes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Freddie Mercury in We Are the Champions doesn't say of the world as the last line. It finishes on We Are the Champions and just trails off. There's no of the world at the end.
They're not just like a radio edit or something like that.
No, full version, full release version. I freaking love the Mandela effect.
Oh, isn't that from it's from a Live Aid thing, isn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's from a Live Aid when he does it does it with him for Live Aid.
What was another good one?
Well, I mean, people still don't think that Leonardo DiCaprio got an Oscar.
I mean, it's kind of depressing that he got it for what I think is one of his worst films.
I think they finally thought it was time to give him one.
Yeah, they just threw one at him and went, go on, you've been good.
Yeah, see, I thought he was definitely better in Wolf of Wall Street, and what was the other one? Was it The Hateful Eight? No, not The Hateful Eight. Django, he was really good in.
Oh, this is a good one. Right, The Monopoly Man. What does he wear on his face?
I know the answer, so I'm not going to answer.
He's just got a moustache.
He hasn't got a monocle?
No.
No, correct. Most people seem to think he has got a monocle.
The first time I saw it, I thought he had a monocle.
How do you spell Febreze?
I hate this one because I know whatever I say is going to be fucking wrong.
Febreze.
Fabreze.
It is Febreze with one E. You've got Skechers.
Oh. Sketchers.
There's no T in it.
Don't know T.
Oh.
Skechers.
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 Here's one for you, Aaron. C-3PO. What does everyone get wrong about him?
He's got a silver leg.
Wee, you knew it.
Yeah. can't go testing me. And it was really... Oh, here's a very, very small... Well, not even a fun fact, yes. But... The Force Awakens. People really weirded out because he randomly got a red arm.
Yeah.
And that was J.J. Abrahams' tribute to Hideo Kojima, who is the producer of the Metal Gear Solid series. And at the time, Metal Gear Solid 5 had just come out, where the protagonist, Snake, in that one, had a red robot arm. And J.J. Abrams, whilst filming Star Wars, was playing Metal Gear Solid, and he decided to put a red arm on C-3PO as a little nod to Hideo Kojima.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't know. I thought he was just fisting the children.
I mean, they wrote it off in the actual Star Wars galaxy that it fucked his arm up and they chucked another one on him, obviously. But yeah, there you go.
It's so annoying how I've seen literally hundreds of these and now I cannot find a single one that isn't about the fucking peanut butter in America.
Yeah, maybe this is our Mandela effect. We thought we knew a lot more decent ones than all these bastard Americanizations.
I'm trying to fucking think the one that happened to me the other day. Because it can be on like a personal level as well. We can have a conversation and all agree something has happened, which never happened.
Urban legends.
Well, not even an urban legend. You just fill in the blanks, and eventually, have you got a, like, when you remember something that was funny years ago, and then you remember yourself a lot later on, you remember yourself remembering that memory.
Yeah.
And then it gets to a point where you can even, like, someone will remind you of something, and you can barely even remember when it was, and then they start to fill in the blanks. And then you now have a memory of that rather than the original memory.
Yeah.
And what they could have told you is complete bollocks. But you've now painted yourself into that picture as a memory.
Yeah. A couple of my mates, they went on holiday and they always seemed to think that I was there. And I was like, nope, not there, not there.
Like, that's a Mandela effect. That's like, how have they painted you into a holiday?
I mean, I'm fairly sure they were just extremely drunk the whole time, so it's quite possible.
So they could have just mentioned you once on holiday, and now because if they their memory of you on their holiday, they believe you were there.
Yeah, I mean, free holiday.
The holiday you didn't go on.
Hey, we can just Freddy Krueger it up as long as the memory exists.
I think I read something once. It was like memories are you only ever remember the actual event once. Every time you remember it from then on is just remembering the last time you remembered it.
You've said it a lot better than what I was trying to explain it.
Yeah.
It's degradation. Degradation?
Nope.
Degradation nope. Of the memory?
Yeah, I guess so. But it's not even that. It's just the weird, twisty way that memory works. Like, you're not actually remembering the event. You're just remembering the last time you remembered it. And it just gets watered down. That's why memories fade.
Hmm.
And I guess that's how the Mandela effect is born.
And then you start also getting, like, false memories and...
But groupthink is so strong. It's why people, like, one dickhead shares, like, fake information on Facebook, and then 10 mothers out there share it because they're the worst. And then the whole world believes that the fucking planet is flat. Like, groupthink is dangerous and massively contributes to the Mandela effect. I can't remember. Don't know if it has a name, but it's not like not realizing that two timelines are closer than you think they are. Like, I think it was Martin Luther King that was born the same year as Anne Frank.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've seen these before.
And that blows my mind.
Yeah.
I wish I knew the name for it.
Wasn't it like the first email was also sent at the same time that there was still like horse and carts being used and shit like that? Really, really weird stuff, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, how the UK had a... was it Oxford Library was... started when the Aztecs were still around.
There's another one. The amount of time the Queen, like the current Queen, has been alive, the United States has had 16 presidents.
Is that it? I thought they'd have had more.
It just blows my mind. We've had the Queen when they've had 16 different dickheads.
Yeah, but we've also had a lot of dickhead prime ministers.
Yeah, that's true.
Here we go. Martin Luther King, Barbara Walters, and Anne Frank were all born in the same year.
Yeah. Oh, here's one. France was still using the guillotine to execute people when Star Wars was released. Has this podcast just turned into whatever BuzzFeed article we grab first? Because...
What?
I'm on the same article.
I hate it here.
Well, think of a fucking topic then, you bitch.
No!
You said you had all these facts.
I did.
Where are they?
They seem to have left the second pressure was on me.
Oh. So, there's a good one. Nintendo was founded in 1888. Jack the Ripper was also on the loose in 1888. What did Nintendo originally make?
Jack the Ripper, clearly.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Dildos?
No, they were originally a playing card company.
I mean, that tracks. That definitely tracks.
Oh, there we go. So, yeah, that was my bad one. It was the first wagon train of the Oregon Trail heads out the same year the fax machine is invented.
Jesus Christ.
And
Earth is so young.
Nintendo was formed the same year that Van Gogh painted Starry Night.
So woolly mammoths were still alive while the Egyptians were building the pyramids.
Jeez.
Oh, I hate that stuff. I don't know why.
Oh, hold on.
More insignificant than I am.
my previous thing about Oxford University was slightly wrong. It had existed for 100 years before the Aztec Empire was founded.
See, I've got a different one where it says Oxford University was over 300 years old when the Aztec Empire was founded.
We're hitting somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, that's a weird one, actually. When the pyramids were being built, woolly mammoths still walked the earth.
Aaron?
Is there an echo in here?
You're having a fucking stroke.
I mean...
Nothing screams like the sound of your own voice. You just did. Did you not fucking listen to a single word either of us?
Well, I was taking a leap out of your fucking book.
He said it literally 3 minutes ago, Aaron. Either you didn't care to listen to Ben or you're really bad at multitasking.
I'm extremely bad at multitasking. This is a topic we've covered multiple times.
Says the man who's normally playing his Nintendo Switch.
I mean, I've put it down. I'm scrolling through the World Wide Web.
I can't believe you wouldn't let me borrow that.
You're goddamn right. But yeah, I do apologise about missing your birthday shenanigans.
Do you?
I do.
Are you sorry?
I don't think you are. I think you're probably asleep.
No. No, I was not, actually.
It was pretty chill. We were just hanging out, drinking, having a good catch-up. It's fun. I've missed chatting in a pub.
Oh, yeah.
The social lubricant was definitely flowing.
Yeah, the novelty has grown back.
It was.
I forgot there's certain things that happen in a pub that you just don't get anywhere else, like crazy Portuguese women crying at you because her mum's died.
Oh, God, she kept going after you left with Alec. Oh, she kept going.
People going batshit crazy and...
I just want to inquire this. I take it the mother dying was a recent event and she wasn't just, I don't know.
It was definitely a recent event, but she, pulled me to one side and she was like, Katie. I was like, firstly, who told you my name? Secondly... She's sort of saying, I can't go back to Portugal. I don't have a life here, there, and I have two jobs here, and I can't do it. And they think I can, but I can't. I'm like, I don't know who you are. I don't know when she learnt my name, but she remembered it. God bless her.
Yeah, I don't know why people pointed her towards me as if I was going to give her great advice. And then she come up to me and she's like, I can't talk to you because you are a man. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You can just go if you want. I don't really care.
She got very upset that we nearly left you alone with her. They were all crazy, but in the best way. They're out at the weekend. Again, they're coming back.
Who?
What are you organising up with them?
The, seven Portuguese people that are out.
It's weird how they've, sectioned off the pubs, though.
What, they're seating outside?
Because you're in, a tent, almost. You didn't really get a chance to even acknowledge anyone else was there.
Yeah, you've kind of got... They had to maximise seating and rain coverage. But
I get the reason. It's just a bit odd.
In 2 weekends' time, it'll be back to normal.
Do you really think so? Oh, we find out tonight, don't we?
No, it's done. They've said we can.
Okay. Oh. Shows how much I pay attention and don't take any news.
They've also said we can hug with caution.
Hug with caution.
Oh, and social distancing is now optional.
Ooh. In 2 weeks' time.
I still feel a bit tenderhooks about... Is something else going to crop up?
Literally 7 days' time.
I don't know. I don't follow the news. I literally just don't care anymore.
4 weeks for the previous step to be in motion, 1 week to give notice of change. That's how the steps are working.
Again, I tend not to buy into any media now because it's just bullshit most of the time.
I mean, this is just from the daily briefing things. He said he was going to make a change, give it 4 weeks to see how it went, and then give a week's notice. So that's why there's 5 weeks between every step.
Well, I do remember that, but it's just I'm not really concentrating on any dates. Because, yeah, again, it's going to be fucking madness again when everything opens up.
Well, we've got 6 weeks to see if it happens. From like right now.
Again, not. I don't think it's just everyone's just going to rush out.
You don't?
Well, did they when the gardens opened?
Did you see the... Yes, they fucking did.
Well, because I didn't come out for 2 weeks because I couldn't be bothered with it.
Mm-hmm. It was rammed. Everyone was rammed. The taxi driver was like,
lost Aaron.
The country pubs are bursting at the seams. Like, okay. Apparently the one down the way from us was packed out. And then set on fire. Oops.
Yeah, that seemed really odd how they had a Kickstarter like pop up almost within 20 minutes of that happening.
Yeah, I think someone else made it for them and then gave it to them.
But it just seems odd. Why would a pub who's just built a brand new external thing didn't have to have a Kickstarter to claim on their insurance? Just like, it's not like someone had built a pagoda for like a family wedding and it caught fire and they'd put all their money into it. I get it's like a small independent business, but surely that's what the insurance for a business is for.
Yeah.
That's if it was built with permission and meant to have been built.
Dun, dun.
I mean, there's a lot of grey areas there, huh?
I don't know, I just thought it was weird. Up here, up north, they put paprika on everything.
Oh yeah.
What? So when you get your chips, it comes with paprika on it.
Is this one of these things where like the north has only just discovered paprika? And
no, but how many times you go into a chippy and they're like, "Would you like paprika on your chips?"
Never.
But here it's just standard. It's not even like an extra. The paprika is sitting on the side and they're like, salt, vinegar, paprika. And you're like, okay. It's great. Game changer. It's absolutely bathed in paprika. To the point where I'm doing it at home now, almost every time.
Is he sort of looking at you and like, Ben, what are you doing? You're like,
yeah, she was like, why is it paprika? She was like, yeah, why is there paprika on the table? I was like, because it's going on my chips. That's how I'm doing now.
You just come home and she's like, you've changed, Ben.
Hey, up, Jock.
Not for the better. Fucking northern accent as well. Picked up a northern twang.
Why are you, man? Why are you, lass? It is addictive. When you start talking to them all day, it starts coming out. I think we've done well to get it to this point.
What is the time? We
killed it and then dragged its carcass around for an hour.
To be fair, I've been up since like 4 in the morning, so I'm fucking tired.
I've had 3 hours of sleep.
And Aaron's he's just woken up from sleep, so we're all sleepy.
I had a little nappy nap.
It's the sleepy podcast.
How do you nap so much? How do you manage to sleep afterwards?
Oh, I'll probably go to sleep about midnight, something like that. But I shouldn't have napped because I've got to get up early in the morning. I've got to drive to fucking Sutton first thing. So it's like a good, 2 hour drive, something like that.
Oh, that's going to suck.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. It's right down the bottom of the M25. So I've got to go over the Dartford Crossing. And first thing in the morning, they were like, oh, you can take your parts and go straight out in the morning. I was like, oh, really? Like, I prefer coming to the office, having a cup of coffee, and the traffic normally dies down by the time I've had my cup of coffee in the office.
What time is that? 9 o'clock?
It's about, I get to the office about 8. By the time I finish my coffee and stuff like that, it's probably about 8:30, 8:45.
Do you not just end up sitting in even more traffic?
No, I've always found that if I leave around that time, I get, I don't know whether it's like the golden 10, 15 minutes or whatever, the motorway just being okay.
Well, I can tell you now, 4 in the morning, motorway is absolutely clear.
I can't imagine it is.
I could not be bothered to go and leaving at 4 o'clock in the morning. Fuck that. I know you do, but still, and I have done previously, but no.
Oh, it's not the one. I went to McDonald's this morning to get a McBreakfast, or whatever you call it.
Fucking McBreakfast.
Whatever it's called. And I got there and I was like, can I have a breakfast roll or wrap or whatever you call it? It was like, oh no, we're still serving night food. Do you want a Big Mac? I was like, at 4 in the morning? No. I've just woken up.
I mean, I'd be like, yeah, fuck me up with the Big Mac.
Oh, can you not imagine tasting it in 4 hours? Ugh, no. No, not for a breakfast. It's different when you've been up all night, and that's basically your dinner, but no, not for breakfast.
I made the mistake of eating Caribbean food, and now all I want to eat is Caribbean food. I had, like, a desperate need for it the other day. I needed macaroni cheese pie and dumplings, and now I crave it.
I mean, to be honest with you, yeah, when you had it the other day, I was sort of like, oh, ugh. I had that waffle, didn't I? And it was a good waffle, but yeah, I wish I had some macaroni. Or some, like, curried.
Curry mutton.
Oh, yeah. Totally could have gone for that. But yeah, what is your hangover food, Ben?
It's got to be a fry-up.
Oh, very, very stereotypical.
Yeah, well, it works. It's just, it's greasy. It's not good for you. It's just the...
A litre of water, coffee, sulpidine.
Drugs. And more drugs.
And two shits.
Two shits?
Two. The first one feels good. The second one gets you right.
I mean, I don't think I have that much shit in me, but okay.
If you don't have a two shit hangover, you're not drinking right.
Why can't you just have a shit in one go?
Yeah.
No, they're both, like, worthy of their own session.
Do you not poo when you're out, though?
No.
Well, that's probably why you're probably backed up.
I'm sorry, I'm not a poo factory, Ben.
Well, yeah,
If I need to go when I'm out, I will go. I will
not. So I, but I don't have the need when drinking.
That's weird.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, see, this sounds, well, it does sound really quite stupid, but yeah, my shits are timed. I normally have them in the evening.
What?
I try and time them for the day.
Do you not drink the first coffee of the day and, like, basically shit yourself?
No.
No, I don't get that. I've never understood it.
When I used to smoke, like, properly smoke, cigarette and coffee in the morning, it'd be like photo finish to the bathroom.
No, I've never had that at all. I know loads of people that say it, but no, it's something I don't get.
It can't help that I'm drinking black coffee. I mean, basically paint thinner.
But again, I don't say it because I drink a lot of coffee. I had 3 coffees this morning, and then
I had a tea and 3 coffees today at work, like during working hours.
I was talking before 7 o'clock in the morning. I'd had 3 coffees.
Do you not spend the rest of the day pissing?
Yeah, but I also had a liter of water and probably a couple cans of Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I had those little fucking, like, 23 pence energy drinks because I don't value my health.
That might be your reason why.
Yeah, they can't be good for you.
They're not. Like, if you can manufacture something that sells for 23p,
Surely the can is half of that as well.
Exactly, like.
And shipping.
It must be rat piss. Like,
I mean, I think rat piss is probably more expensive.
Yeah.
Surely it's just water and. I think even sugar's expensive. What is in it?
I don't know. I'm going to go read the can. I'm getting the can.
It's going to be chemical.
Chemical wax.
I've got a can of Emerge on the go.
Emerge. Oh, I used to like Emerge. Emerge was alright.
Sugar-free Emerge.
Oh, sugar-free as well. So it's just aspartame.
Carbonated water. Taurine. Acidity regulator.
Yep. Stop the can from melting inside.
Flavorings.
Which is lemon.
Okay, 0.03% caffeine. That's interesting.
It's because the taurine's doing most of it for you.
Preservative. Vitamins.
Vitamins?
Yeah, they have to put vitamins in it, otherwise they can't even sell it.
B6 and B12.
It's not even the good ones.
No.
It's the cheap ones.
Oh, no. Although my mum can't drink this, it's got an ingredient in it that would give her a epileptic seizure.
And what's that?
It is... I can't pronounce it. It's fucking stupid. Phenylalanine? The fennel one.
Do you know where taurine comes from originally?
I think that was debunked.
I said originally.
Is it going to be the bull piss thing?
Yeah.
I think that was debunked.
I don't think it was. I think you're late.
I don't want to like ruin your little piss bubble, but...
I love the piss.
I'm pretty sure it was not that. I'm Googling it immediately. Despite common belief...
It is true that taurine was originally isolated from bull semen and it's now produced synthetically.
Huh.
And that is why there is a red bull on the Red Bull logo.
Are you just saying this off the top of your head? Because I'm currently reading it, saying, despite common belief, this amino acid is not extracted from bull urine or bull semen. The name is derived from the Latin word for taurus, which means ox or bull. I'm sorry.
What?
It's not from bull piss, originally.
It's an organic compound which was originally from animal tissues and is constructed from the bile and large intestine. It was isolated from ox bile.
Do you know what the worst thing is? We both found sources that state different things that both seem reliable.
Oh, the Mandela effect. we'll ask Aaron in about 6 months. And he'll, oh, yes. Yeah.
Why has it got to be me?
Because you don't help yourself, Poppet.
I'm a wealth of information and knowledge.
Okay, give me a fact.
I'm not a performing monkey, Katie.
Second attempt.
You've had time to think on it as well.
I wasted. Wasted those time.
Wasted those time. Aaron, 2021.
And 2020.
Yeah, just no.
The
just
last, round, the last 30 years.
Round it up to the nearest decade, please.
Three decades.
Fucking hell, Ben. Come on, man. Give me a bit of credit.
That's rounding it up, dude.
No, to the nearest decade. Not
right, we'll round it down. Three. 2 decades.
Yeah, let's go for 2 decades. Yeah, okay. We'll go with that.
How dare you say factual things? I'm offended.
We'll go for the 3 decades. Sounds good.
You really need to come with a topic, Aaron, next time.
I know.
And what we'll do, we'll call it the Aaron Special, and it can just be about anything that you want.
Next episode, Aaron is definitely taking the wheel.
Yeah.
I mean, I've taken the wheel previously. I've done that 20-minute podcast where everything went wrong.
Everyone's sound went and you literally had to take the wheel.
Yeah, I took the bull by the horns, both metaphorically and physically.
Didn't you just tell Ben what I was saying? For like 10 minutes.
I mean, I mean, did you listen back to the podcast, Katie? I was Derek Akura in it, okay?
Yeah, I could fucking hear you. Ben couldn't hear me.
Exactly.
I heard every fucking thing. I didn't need to listen to the podcast back. I lived it. I fucking lived it. Yeah. Next episode is
the Big A Show.
The Big A Show.
The Big A Special.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll bring on a special guest.
Okay.
Is it preparation?
Preparation. Ooh, I don't know if he's gonna be free that day. He might be busy.
Maybe, I don't think he'll be ready.
I'm just thinking of hemorrhoid cream.
Hemorrhoid cream.
What?
Preparation H, it's a hemorrhoid.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that just at the forefront of your brain?
Like, it's good for tattoos.
But arsehole is cheap.
So is arseholes. Your point?
Wow. That made no sense. I'm angry.
Sorry, I'm just doing an errand.
Whoa.
Fuck's sake. Why do I bother? Come here, attack my
what do you mean?
Character.
Sorry, why do you bother? You fucking don't bother. You just turn up.
Today was the first time when I was actually late.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
Today was the first time you were late?
Yeah.
You've just not shown up before. Does that not count because you technically weren't late? You just didn't show up?
I mean, yes. I mean,
technically, that's kind of good. He wasn't late because he didn't show.
Yeah, so, fuck you.
I'm really struggling to sleep recently.
Oh, God, me too. Me too.
I don't know what it is.
Is it your own mortality? Because
I don't know. I start getting into like thinking about what I need to do. Maybe I need to start writing things down again.
It's a good idea. Yeah, I do that as well. I keep my brain just gets really active the second I'm in bed.
Mm.
Like, must think, must do, must plan. Like, for no reason.
Especially if I've got a lot of DIY projects to do, I start like planning them out in my head. And how I'm going to do them. And then when I come to do it, I can't even, it doesn't work because nothing had measurements.
I spent like ages thinking about how I was going to get Wi-Fi to my desktop last night. It's like, do I get this Wi-Fi adapter or do I get a Wi-Fi card and actually try and insert it? Like,
but now that problem is solved, which leaves you more room for mental anguish.
Well, no, it makes me wonder how I'm going to get my sound card working and why Steam won't log in.
Maybe you should concentrate on the sound card first.
Mm. Yeah, Steam is fucking pointless if I can't hear anything. My sound doesn't work on my new PC.
Sounds
maybe
like
it's because it got wet.
There's been a problem and it's lost the audio driver. You just need to... Did you download the programs?
No, because we're podcasting. I wanted to focus on the podcast. Oh, Aaron.
Very professional of you.
Mm. What game are you playing, Aaron?
Nothing.
Fucking don't believe you.
Don't know what you're talking about, Katie. I am
Switch or Xbox?
I'm in the recording studio.
So he's on the Switch.
Yep.
I'm going to say Mario Kart.
I'm not going to say Mario Kart. I'm going to say, what were you playing yesterday?
Okay. I am a man of full interest and attention.
Maybe Apex Legends.
Apex Legends. Did you just want to say Apex, Ben?
I don't even know what it's. Is it Apex? Adex?
Apex. It is Apex.
Oh, I don't know. I just know that's the one you have to have a memory card for your Switch, don't you?
Yeah, because it's too big. I mean. No, I don't play Apex, but yeah, I can vouch for that. Is that
vouch?
Vouch.
The fuck is a vouch?
Look, it's late, okay? I'm slurring my words. It's what happens when I get tired. You should know this. I get cranky as well.
You get cranky, you don't say vouge.
Because it's never come up in conversation when I'm tired.
Vouge.
You mean vouch?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he definitely means vouch.
It took me so long to figure out what he was trying to say. Au revoir.
Me.
Like and subscribe. Hit that bell.
For fuck's sake.
Hit that comment section. Tell us how much of a dickhead Aaron is.
For fuck's sake. Why me?
Say bye, Aaron.
Bye.
Bye, Aaron.